Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the text, my dear. Thank you, Evangelist Ely. I'm in here just praising God and giving God glory and welcoming you all to the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm on mute, but praise the Lord. As I said, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, glorifying the Most High God, thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. And praise him, glory to God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Thank God for renewed mercies every morning, for grace. Glory to God. And thank God for giving us this opportunity that we can come together to magnify his name. I'm going to take authority over the adversary tonight, already starting with our system. But nevertheless, we give God praise and glory. Amen. There is a song. Praise the Lord, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, because there is, there's only two of us right now, but I know the other believers will be on soon. But it's going to be a joyful noise, because it's in my spirit, but I know it's going to be crackling. But I just want to sing a little portion of this I Need Thee Every Hour lyrics. I need thee every hour, most great. Gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Say thou art nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour in joy. Oh, pain, come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. I need thee every hour. Oh, I praise thy blessed name. To thee I give thee praise forever. Evermore, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Praise the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We praise God. Help us, Lord, at all times to always have that attitude of gratitude and realizing we need to, glory to God, have that desire, glory to be dependent on you and get rid of our independence, and realizing that we do need you every hour. Glory to God. As he said, even I need thee every hour. Say thou nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour. Oh, glory to God. Bless me. Hallelujah, my Savior. I come to thee. Help us, glory to God, to come to thee and give glory and praise and honor. Hallelujah. Put our pledge of allegiance to you, O Lord. What a mighty God you are. Thank God for sending your son Jesus, saving us. Thank you for his precious blood that was shed on Calvary, the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much that you took us out of darkness and brought us into the marvelous light. All the blessings and provisions that you make for us. You are the Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. Thank you, Lord, glory to God, as we need you every hour in the joy and in the pain. As it said, come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. And God, you did not call us and set us apart for such a time as this for our life to be in vain. You want us to stay connected to the lifeline, which is Jesus Christ, because in you we live and move and have our beings. There is none like thee. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that was shed. But we thank you, Lord God, that you are at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to come boldly to the throne of grace, humbly, to obtain, glory to God, mercy in the name of Jesus. And you bless us, Lord, to cast all our cares upon you. You say, because you care for us, that you supply our every need according to your riches in glory. Thank you, Lord God, that even as you said, if we delight ourselves in you, you even give us the desires of our heart. You said if we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. You said you chastise those that you love. Thank you for your loving kindness that you not let us fall in the pit. Let us fall off, glory to God, the cliff. You don't allow us, glory to God, to without warning, to be entangled with the yoke of bondage. You say, come out from among them, be separated, touch that unclean thing and you'll receive it. God, we thank you, glory to God, that you even made provision that there's no condemnation for those that are Christ Jesus. You said in your word, in order for us to reign with you, we're going to suffer some things. Thank you, Lord God, that we have to learn more and more to take on the character of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us through your word. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to guide, to comfort, to encourage, and to enlighten us. God, we bless you for your guiding light. We thank you for the weapons that you've given us that are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, even when our imagination try to run away with you, you have told us how we can take authority over that and pull those strongholds down and bring that thing into captivity, the ones that are, when it comes to glory, coming against your truth and your word, to bring it down in obedience to the truth. God, and you told us that we need to worship you in spirit and in truth. And those, glory to God, that are called by your name, God, we need to humble ourselves and pray, repent, turn from our wicked way, praise and magnify your name. God, help us, glory to God, to be in a place that we turn from our wicked ways and then allow you to come in and heal the land. God, we bless you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our families and our church family. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, with life, health, and strength and activity, our limbs and sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have courage and to encourage us. And sometimes we're going to have to encourage ourselves. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, being like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Help us to get to the place that just not scriptures, words that we speak, but get it in our spirit so we can live by what your word is saying. So even when we're challenging, opposition comes, glory to God, and persecution comes out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. And we won't be retaliating because somebody did this for tick for tack, glory to God, an eye for an eye, tooth for a God, but we'll be able to stand and do this thing the way God say do, and we'll let you fight the battle. And they said that the battle is not ours, but we got to be dressed for it in the name of Jesus. There'll be challenges in life. You said there'll be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you said, be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. And you said, many of the afflictions are the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. And James said, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. You said, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And God, thank you, Lord God, to not allow things to just get all in our heart and out in the eye gates and our ear gates. You told us to guard our hearts with all diligence in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you. I thank you for such a love and all the provision that you make for us, glory to God, to keep us. You have everything that's covered in your word, glory to God, and all the scriptures, all the songs, the proverbs, every, glory to God, ever from Genesis to to revelation for how to glory to walk on this journey down here. God, you let us see the errors of mankind, glory to God, and the consequences of disobedience, and you see, glory out the blessed plan that will come in when we obey you. God, and thank you for the provision and the grace, glory to God, when we really truly desire to please you, but we miss the mark and how you come in and heal us. And we, glory God, need to learn how to quickly repent and run to the rock that's higher than us. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, you faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we walk upright before you, God, we can be a blessing and a light to many others. And that power of the anointing, God, for the gift that we've given, that was given, glory to God, that we can lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We can speak a word and send a word around the globe. Hallelujah, for glory to God, for God to bless not only the healings, the deliverance, the glory to God, for even for provisions. God, and even for God to bless and even bring favor or finances. God, there's power in prayer, and it can go places that none of us can go. We'll have power, glory to God, to even speak to our own bodies and lay hands on the glory at ourselves. We can be able, glory, to stand together and see the power of God change the minds of those, glory to God, minds that are corrupt and have, glory to God, all kinds of thoughts and, glory to God, the enemy put in them cause so much destruction that, God, you can regulate the mind. Oh, you can change the heart of the ones that are heartbroken and heartache. Oh, so God, help us like never before to remember the purpose that you have us here, to worship you and to be a light and to be a witness in this land. Glory to God, and we're praying for more laborers in the vineyards, that we come against cancer, come against the spirit of heart attack and strokes and those, glory, aneurysms, arthritis, bursitis, every kind of ache there is. And, oh, God, even for those that are going through sugar diabetes and those that are having problems with their kidneys or pancreas, oh, God, we're praying, glory to God, against mental illness and the dementia. We plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of anyone to have children and people coming here handicapped and missing limbs and glory to God and having torment in their minds in the name of Jesus from all kinds of grief and sorrow and the pain that people are going through from earthquakes and wars and from the storms of life, glory to God, in the physical, also in the elements, in the name of Jesus. For those, glory to God, and losing child or family or whatever, or friend, glory to God, the heartache and the grief from that when enemy tries to overwhelm them so they can't even seem to function from one year to the next year, sometimes locked down in the past of those things for years and years. God, we know that it's not your will for glory to God to be bound up in glory in grief, and there'll be a time and a space for it, but the enemy, glory, I want people locked for years and years, and that is not your will. That's why you say you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. You desire for us to be healed and whole, and casting the cares, the burden is light, and your burden is light, and your yoke is easy. God, we thank you, Lord God, helping those, glory to God, that are suffering through grief, for people have, glory to God, murdered their families, or glory to all of her other horrific things that go on in the name of Jesus, losing their homes and lives and losing, glory to God, all their possessions and everything in these storms and things of life, all the blood of Jesus, the fires, all kinds of things that are happening. God, you are a healer and a deliverer, those that need to be restored. Some, glory to God, are working, doing the best they can, and they're going through with problems, glory to God, because they don't have the funds to continue to keep their family together or keep growing up of the mortgage or the rent or, glory to God, or transportation. Oh, pleading the blood of Jesus. Some have lost their jobs. Some need a job. Others go on a job and need promotions so they can continue because of so much going on in the economy. In the name of Jesus, all elderly's going back to work at 70 and 75 because they got to have finances because of all the economy. To choose between food and go out medication. God, we're praying for our government, our Congress, our presidents, for things to change even for those situations. And we're praying, thank you for being able to help Ukraine and other countries. But, Lord, let not our country go lacking. They're stretched so thin that now we got to start closing down things in our own country. Glory to God, with people that have needs. God, we are praying for a different mindset. We're praying, glory, for wisdom, but we're also praying for spiritual wisdom for those that are saved and filled with the Spirit, even prophets, God, that speak into the lives, glory to God, of our presidents, our congressmen, glory to God, on down the line in our governments, or however those that are in authority. We come against the spirit of greed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we are praying for healing in the land and for this United States to turn back to in God we trust. all these other idol gods from all these other countries. All these gods can be worshipped, but when it comes to true and living God, Jesus want to put him out. But when it's time for tragedy, glory to God, and everything starts falling apart, when things get so horrific, all then prayer comes in, lying then. But then as soon as everything is over with, like a apple sauce, it fills right back out and result right back to the same old thing. Help us as believers to be on our post. The sleeping giant to wake up and recognize, oh, glory to God, it can't be a little portion over here. Some saving, filled with the Spirit, and doing what God say here, and a little over here, this and doing what they want to do. God help us to come on one accord, to come against the truth. Come against the truth of who the real corporate is in the camp, not flesh and blood, but the spirits of the enemy. But God help us to worship you and glorify you, magnify you, bind and loose the tricks of the enemy, the snares, the plots, the plans, the schemes. The untimely death of sickness and diseases that will come up and help us, glory to God, to be that light and that example, rebuking the hands of the enemy and rebuking him and sending him back to the dry place from whence he came, and loosing the Holy Spirit to have this way, and praying for this flesh to be crucified, and glory to God for us to deny it, and glory to God, glorify the Lord and become subject in obedience to your will, all with joy and peace, and looking forward in anticipation and expectancy. God help us, glory to God, like never before, to be real and genuine and stand fast on your word, because there's some challenging times out here, but you never change. Your word will never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you ask us to help you. You told us to ask for help, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Everything else will be added. You told us to cast the cares. You told us to give you the burdens. So help us, God, no matter how much the enemy shows out, glory to God, help us to know that if we trust you, you will show up in the name of Jesus. In every temptation, you'll leave a way of escape, because the enemy's MO is to bring fear and to bring, glory to God, tragedy, this, that, and the other, whatever he can to steal the faith, because he'll use the houses being, glory, I lost this, come against this, come against, because what he wants is our faith, because he know that we have that faith, restoration can come, restoring can come. Help us, Lord, like never before, to pray one for another, and to be encouraged, and to cast the cares, and to continue to stand on your word. We bless you tonight. Thank you for the divine connection. Continue to bless us, to keep praying and seeking out your face, and stand on your word and speaking and decreeing. Thank you for the time of worship and praise. Thank you even for last night, for the testimonies, for the word, and for the time of praise and glorifying your holy name. Help us to have that praise in our spirit on a daily basis, not just on certain selected times. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Pray for our pastors and our leaders. Help them the more to continue to stand those that are being faithful, and those, glory, that need help and encouragement, even those that need finances for the ministry and for their homes. Bless them. And other ones, glory to God, that is compromising and stealing the rich kid, glory to God, and all caught up in prestige, power struggles, and all this. God, awaken them to know that the enemy is sleepwalking them, glory to God. Glory to God, rocking them to sleep more, and they sleepwalking. Wake them up, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Shake them up to recognize we got to get back on course. We can't do it part-time, God. So I'm praying for an awakening, and I pray, glory to God, for our youth. Pray, God, for them, for an awakening, for God to destroy the yokes that are trying to cause them, glory to God, to get caught up in this world system with so many things that are enticing them and cause them confused or oppressed or oppressed or suicidal, and glory to God, and just all gangbanging, whatever else the enemy has them, and homosexuals and all this kind of whatever make you feel good. We rebuke that lying demon that are always, glory to God, trying to set up, glory to God, things and making them feel to get quick rich, and come to find it don't even last for a day, an hour, or whatever, because even for their lives, the way they go about it, can lose their life right in the middle of it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for change. We bind up him for coming and trying to rob out of our households and out of our churches and out of our, glory to God, even for what they're destined to have. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus, we speak life to them. We speak salvation, healing, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Pray, glory, for a change of heart and a change of mind. For glory to be used for the kingdom of God. Salvation, deliverance, also, God, for to make a difference in this society, because some of you may want to be, besides being ministers of the gospel, maybe engineers, lawyers, glory to God, doctors, may, glory to God, be scientists, maybe, glory to God, something to create, something to make things better in life, whatever you want to use them to be. But however, God help them to not be pressured by the cares of this life, but to be seeking out your face and allow you to lead them in what direction for their life. Pray for the parents and those that are parents trying to do all they know how. Bless them, God. Encourage. Pray for the marriages, and pray, glory to God, for those parents that's supposed to be parents that are bringing more heartache on their children, that they need, glory to God, counselor, or they just need for those children to be in another place if they refuse to hear your word or to hear counseling. God, we just pray, have mercy. Help us all, God, to continue to cast these cares and let you search our hearts. And let us, glory out, not deny and justify, but find ourselves humbling ourselves more and more, hunger and thirst for you, and letting your will be done, denying ourselves that you may have free reign, because we might want to do it this way, or we might want to retaliate and do this, but God, you have a plan. You told us to pray for, glory to God, those that are spitefully used and try to take advantage of us. Help us to bless and not curse, but to help us to listen to your voice. Be bold, be humble, but be obedient. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We bind up Satan and command him to be loose from his assignment, and we send him back to the dry places. We bind up transferring spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose God's anointing for the peace and the joy and the strength, the courage, and encouragement to continue to stand. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, praise God, we're going to bless the Lord and open the lines for, okay, now, here we go again with my system trying to freeze. We're going to have Evangelist Ely once I can get the system to move it. This. Open the line for Evangelist Ely. Then we have, I think this mother. Oh, God. Mother McCormick. My mouse acting like it don't want to open this. The lines up. Give me a minute and we continue to rebuke Satan and all his little cohorts in Jesus' name. Not going to have this confusion tonight. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Ely, the line is open.
First of all, just thank God for the opportunity always to pray, and just thank God for Pastor Hubbard. And so, God, just come humbly before you, God. Just first of all, just thanking you, praising you, just giving you a worship and adore you just for another day's journey, just for another opportunity to say hallelujah, another opportunity to say glory, another opportunity just to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due to you always. Lord, I ask you first and foremost to always please forgive me for anything that's pleasing your sight, word, need, or thought. But, God, I pray right now just humbly, just asking you, God, just to come to this moment of prayer, God. You said with two or three gathered, you'll be in the midst. And so, God, I know that you're already in the midst of this prayer service, God. I know that, God, you are willing and able to do great things in this season, in this hour in our life, God. And, Lord, I just believe in, Lord, that every person on this line, God, that you have a purpose and a reason, and they have a right, God, to just trust you and believe you and praise your name today. So, God, we just thank you, God, for this evening. We thank you for all the prayers that was the prayer that was already lifted, God, and the prayers that are going to come forth thereafter, God. And, God, I thank you for intercession because, God, you know what that person has need of and what to pray when we pray, God. So we just thank you, God, for this opportunity to come and speak to you out loud, God, as a gathering together, God. So we just thank you and praise you high. We just are worshiping that it's just amazing, God, to just know that you do awesome things, God, that you shift in the atmosphere in unexpected moments when we don't even know what to do. So, God, I just thank you and praise you that, God, you get the glory every day, every hour, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the things that the unspoken prayers, God. I thank you, God, for the test turning into testimonies, God. So there's so many things that we look back over our life that we know it had to be God. It had to be the angels that stepped in, God. Lord, so I just thank you and praise you for those opportunities to look and review over life. I thank you, Lord, when we wasn't always living right, we were saying we was one way, but God, you still covered us in our own stuff, God. So, God, I thank you for that. I thank you for grace and mercy. God, I thank you for the prayers that we're still praying for those family members that are unsaved, God, those who may be saved but ain't delivered, God. Lord, even though we know that, God, that you have a day and an hour for all those for our names to be called, but, God, we are still believing and trusting, God, that they will get the opportunity to say, yes, what must I do to say that? What must I do to be saved? And so we believe in that, God, today. So, Lord, we even thank you, Lord, for those who are in the that that need healing right now in the hospital bed. God, you said by your stripes we are healed. So we ask you to go to the healing virtue through their bodies, God, in the hospitals, for their homes, God, wherever they may be, even those who had to press their way to the workplace because they couldn't just get off of work, God. So we are praying that, God, that you will heal their bodies. God, that you will deliver them. You will continue to set free forever ailment that they may be going through. God, we believe in you and trust in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, you are an awesome and a mighty God. God, I just appreciate you and I give you the glory. God, I just pray right now for marriages, God. Myself being married and others that I know that's going through marriage challenges, those who I know that are just blessed and strengthened, God, those who just want to, Lord, to have the desire to be married. But God, I'm praying for every person that you know that God has already taken their vows, God. I pray that you will continue to help us to be humble, God. Lord, that we would do better in the decisions that we make, God, in the name of Jesus, to our spouses, God, and our spouses to us, God. Lord, I pray that you will put us in a mindset to make sure that we're honoring you in everything that we do and say, God. Lord, I pray that you will continue to help in marriages for communication, God, for intimacy, for finances, God. For, God, how we go in and come out, God, how we deal with our children, how we interact with others, God, in the name of Jesus. Even I actually pray for mending families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that, God, Lord, that you will continue, that we will seek your face, God, in our decision-making, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that, God, Lord, that those who are just going through right now, God, that you will continue to just, Lord, know that we will just stand on the word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for every single person, God, those who have been divorced, those who are widows, those who are single by choice, and those who have desire to be married, God. I pray even, Lord, what's being in that season, in that space, it can get lonely. It can get tiresome. It can be, Lord, what's going on? So, God, I pray for each individual, God, that's waiting on that due time for whatever season they're in, God, concerning being single, God. I pray that they will answer the call to do whatever the gifts that you have given them to do, God, that they will walk those gifts out, that they will continue to allow you to manifest in their life, God, knowing that you, God, have a purpose for their life, for where they're at. But, God, those who do desire to be married, God, Lord, we bind up every wolf in sheep clothing, God. We pray that, God, that they will be able to be utilize discernment, God. They will be able to utilize wisdom, God. They will not allow flesh to cause them to step out of the course of action for God has for them. But, God, they will continue to just walk it out and believe and trust in God when you say the person, the male or female for them, God, that you will believe, God, and the prospective place that, God, that you allow that opportunity if they desire marriage. God, I pray for those, God, Lord, that's fighting, that's on the battlefield that have no desire to be married. God, I ask you to continue to bless them supernatural because that, God, is a special blessing for those who are on the battlefield. God, and to say that, God, no matter, I don't need a husband, I don't need a wife, but God, I'm going to do all that you call to do. So God, I ask you to bless them for the things that they may have desires, God. Their heart desire may be fulfilled, God. Why that allows them to go and do things more, God. Allow them to have opportunities, God. Allow them to grow in ministry, God. I pray that those doors can be open, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for every pastor, God, that God that has to speak a word, whether it be in this format, Lord, whether it's online, whether it be in a church building, God. Pastors come in all different forms, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, it is a ministry like no other. So God, I even praying for the future generation of pastors, God. Lord, I pray that those people who are going to have to help prepare those who are coming for that next generation. God, Lord, those younger generations that the pastors that's already in place, God, that they will instill to those that are preparing, God, that have to go on and carry the mantle on, God. I continue to pray that, God, these pastors, God, that they have strength, God, they have endurance, God, that they have the push and the zeal to keep going. So much has happened over the course of years, especially these last 3 years coming through a pandemic, God, that they had to do church differently, God. They had to continue to encourage themselves in the midst of when the storm of having to bury their church members, God, having to encourage the church members who lost loved ones, God. It has been a journey on top of everything as a pastor has to do. So, God, I pray for that space, God, that you will continue to bless them. God, continue to cover them. Put people behind them that's going to keep pushing them and covering them. And God, be with them. And God, I pray for every elder, every minister, God, Lord, every prophet, every prophetess, every evangelist, God, Lord, that ministry, God, that calling, God, Lord, it's not where none of these calls are for the faint in heart. You got to know that you know that God is calling you in this season, in this hour. So I pray for strength and endurance for everything that they may be going through right now in this season, in this hour, God. Lord, and I even never want to forget our lay members, God, the ushers, God, those who are the doorkeeper, those who are there to clean the church, the trustees, God, the deacons, God, those who are just coming, God, to be on a Sunday or coming to being on the prayer line or wherever they may be. God, I pray for them, God, because everybody has a gift and a calling that you call. There is even a calling to be there to support the church, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be faithful. So I thank you for those disciples that are faithful, God, in the name of Jesus, to various ministries, God. Continue to encourage them and uplift them, God. Those who need you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, God, I pray that you continue to cover, God, in the name of Jesus. So every area, God, of the ministry, God, I pray for each person, know name by name, position by position. Never let them feel less than. Let them know that, God, you have a purpose for their life, God. Lord, let them continue to fight the good fight. Continue to press forward, God, in the name of Jesus, to do what your will and your calling in this season and hour. So, God, we continue to believe and trust in the name. And, God, I pray right now for this attack that's coming on the body of Christ again. It seems like it's not sickness, it's finances. It's something else going on in their families. It's something that for trying to cause them to get distracted and be off course. I bind you, enemy, for all the attacks in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I thank you for being, we are soldiers, God, soldiers for Christ, that we will be warriors. We will continue to press. We will continue to pursue. We will continue to praise your name. We will give you the glory. We will give you the honor. We will speak life because, God, you said in your word, we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So, God, the power of prayer. God, I know that there's power in prayer, God, because prayer sometimes is the only thing that's going to change things, God. Lord, and prayer does change things, God. So the faithfulness, God, of just standing on your word, God, reading your word, hearing your word, however you need to get the word in your spirit, God. But some people, it is constantly reading their Bible. Some people, is just hearing the word. God, sometimes it's just seeing it work. So, God, however it is, God, Lord, let it be a new day that we just continue to do it so we will not miss you, God. We won't miss the mark. We won't miss the season, God. We won't miss you passing by. Even the word just... the young man going through grief preached yesterday, excuse me, get out my way, because it was just how he was preaching about the woman with the issue of blood, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and how she pressed. And God, like he said, a perspective that I never heard before anyone preach, that we don't know how long it took her to get to Jesus. We don't know how many people she thought, oh, that might have been him. But when she knew that, you know that she touched the hem of his garment, God, that it was that her faith, it was what made her whole, God. So, God, as he preached from us, that sometimes we're bleeding internally or externally, God, but we got to find out the source so we can go back to the source so that his blood that he shed on Calvary, God, that it will not ever go out void, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, that we will be at a place that we know that we have to go to you for those areas that we needed to stop the bleeding, God, that we needed that we don't want to have, God, that we die by a situation that we didn't have to. But if we come to the source, God, knowing that you are able and you're willing and you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, that you are able, God. Lord, I ask you to pray for every homeless person, God, right now, God. Those who may have lost their mind and became the situation. Those who just got it by because they took. We all could be one paycheck away from losing everything. So, God, whether their life situation changed or they just made a decision, whatever the case may be, we pray for them that they can be saved and delivered. Those are sometimes saved, but, God, for whatever reason, God, their decision to still be in that space. So, God, I pray for them today, not just in Charlotte, not just in Columbia, not just in another part of other states, but, God, across this United States, across this world, is homelessness is a very serious and real thing, God. Lord, so we pray for more sources of being able to, resources to help them, God, and help them get back to their lives, God. And even those who just say they don't want it, God, Lord, just shift their minds so that they can live a better life. God, we just praying for them right now. We pray for every police officer, God. Right now, we don't want to ever stop praying for our law enforcement, our EMT, God, Lord, our firefighters, God, that they serve their life-giving each and every day to their city, their county, their country, God, Lord, the military, God. We pray for them that, Lord, please let all of them in any perspective do what's right, God. Don't allow them to get on a job because of that position to be slack or lack or do nothing. But God, we ask you to protect them, but we ask you to also to protect and serve correctly, God, in any of the capacities, God. Lord, we just pray that you will protect their families, encourage their families. Because, God, we don't know what their families are going through behind closed doors when those people are coming home with the different things that they have to do with daily. So we pray for it. We bind up domestic violence right now in the name of Jesus in our neighbor's home. God, and all those who have served that we just talked about. And it's not just physical abuse, but mental abuse. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We bind up molestation, God. We bind up incest. We bind up those things that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we got to pray over that is still happening in this world. We pray for these people who have admired that want to touch children, God, or do things to women or men even bad, God. Lord, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for our also, Lord, how we pay attention to how we go and come out, God. Lord, we pray for a sickness, sin, and disease that's coming against the land, God. We pray that, Lord, even the mindsets of people as they make decisions and doing this and coming and going, we pray for them. But, God, we just want to pray that, God, that you continue to bring unity in our world, unity in our churches, unity in our home, unity in our workplaces, God. We pray for increase to the body of Christ for, Lord, those who have to work, God. Lord, we're praying that this will be a season that job promotions, God, increase in the rate pay, God, Lord, salary, God, Lord, even changing careers, God. Lord, we pray that you can do it all in the name of Jesus. Pray for our neighbors, God. You know them name by name, God, in the various neighborhoods around the way, God. We pray for the things that, God, they can be saved. And if they're saved, God, the church homes, the places that they're going in and coming out, God. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you just do some supernatural things. There's so many things that we can pray for. So I thank you for the opportunity, for the prayers that, God, I know to be true, to be to my heart, and, God, to be to those. God, I never want to forget praying for the elderly. But, God, I love those that, God, that are seasoned saints, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for them in the nursing home, praying in their various homes, God. I pray for them that may be living with family members. I pray for them that, Lord, that's like in my mom and their community, living on their own. God, I pray for those who are assisting the caregivers, God. Lord, the family members that may can't be physically right there, but God still trying to support their family and friends, God. So I pray that you'll love on them, God. Let them know that they're not forgotten. Let us continue to pull on them, God, the wisdom and knowledge that they have so they can pour into this next generation, God. So, Lord, we just continue to believe you. We trust you. I thank you for the prayers. I thank you for all that you've said tonight. I thank you that what you're going to continue to say. Thank you for the power of prayer, God. I appreciate you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, then Mother Willette, then Mother Alexander, and then after that, I will come back in. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Hubble and Evangel Neely. Thank God for Tia and Jordan, both in the name of Jesus. And praying for those that come behind me in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree on tonight on the prayer line. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. God, we come asking you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to walk in the way that you have us to walk. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this last night rest while we slumber and slept. Suffer no hurt, harm, or danger come upon our life, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for how you open up our eyes to see another brand new day that we never seen before. Realizing, Father God, that it's nothing so great or good that we've done, but God, it's just your mercy and your grace that have brought us this far. Realizing, Heavenly Father God, that you have took us through so many different things and so many different ways in our life and helped us to overcome some things. So, God, I just want to thank you right now, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give me, Lord God. I want to thank you for how when we wake up in the morning, we can call on the name of Jesus, knowing that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous running are safe, that there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank you, Lord God, for your word on today, Lord God, knowing that you sent your word to heal your people, Lord God. So, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through problems and those that's going through situations, Father God. I pray that you look on all the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. Throw me the Lord God are struggling. Throw me that are going through different situations, Lord God. But I'm so glad, Lord God, that you know what we need before we even ask. I'm so glad that you know our heart and our mind, and you know how to turn things around, and you know how to fix things when we don't even know how things are going to be worked out. You know how to fix it for us. So, God, I'm so glad that you are God that sits high, and you know our heart, and you know how to help us to walk in the way that you want us to walk, Lord. I'm so glad that your word, you sent your word to heal us all and make us what we should be when we find ourselves in wrong ways of doing things. When we find ourselves walking in a different way, Lord God, I'm so glad that you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we can be saved, that we can look to the hills from which coming our help, and knowing that all our help comes from you. I'm so glad that you sent that word to let us know, Lord, to let us not to be weary in well-doing and do sin and we'll reap if we faint not. I'm so glad, Heavenly Father, that you told us to come, the word of God said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm so glad, God, that you is my strength. You is my peace. You my joy. You are my deliverer, Lord God. You are the God that sits high. You are the God that makes us and help us and change us and let us know that you love us and let us know that you will be right there with us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm so glad about it, Heavenly Father. God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that's in stress on tonight, those that's going through situation and stress, feel like they just can't make it, feel like they just don't know what to do. God, I just pray for the minds of the people right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will have your way in their life and you will let them know, Heavenly Father God, for them to come to you, Lord God. So like the word of God said, come unto me, all ye are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that people will come to the realizing and realize that the answer is in you. There's no other name. There's no other way. The answer is in you on tonight. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for the leadership. I pray for men and women of God that we would just be able, Lord God, to talk to other people, talk to people when they need help, and that we would step out and then we just won't just have that word in us, but we'll be able to give that word to somebody else and let them know that God loves them, God cares for you. You don't have to walk around here and be like you are. You don't have to do the same old. You can be different. You can be changed. And so, God, I just pray, Lord God, for that situation, Lord God. I pray for the youth on tonight. I pray for those that's all the young people, Lord God. So many different things of the young people, things that they are going through, Lord God. God, touch their hearts and encourage their heart, God, and let them know that you are able, Lord God, to change them. You are able, Lord, to help them in situations and jobs that they need. Some have jobs. Some want to better themselves in doing things. Help them in them situations, Lord God. You know how to do it, Lord. You know how to change them. Look down, Lord God, on the church member. Look on the body of Christ as a whole. Touch us right now, Lord God. And Father God, I just pray, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that don't even understand. Open up understanding for people, Lord God. The Bible said, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And Lord God, I pray that understanding will come open for people. Eyes will come open, that people will see there is a better way. Jesus already made a way. You already made that way for us. You said that when you was on the cross, it is finished. It's already finished. And so, God, all we got to do is just trust in you and rely on you, Lord God, and seek your face like never before. We can be changed. It may take some time. But we just have to keep waiting. We just have to keep pushing. We have to keep going forward. We have to keep putting that word in our heart. We can change. We can be different. So, God, I pray for people that they can, that they'll realize they may walk around and say, well, I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. I want to be different. I want to do that. Don't give up. Don't give up. You might give out, but don't give up. God is able. God is able to give you the strength. God is able to deliver. He's able to help you to go forward. So, God, I pray, Lord, for people like that. I pray, Lord God, that you touch the sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord God. God, I pray that you'll touch them, Lord God, because you said by your stripes that we're already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We pray for the world as a whole. There's so much to pray about. So much to tell you about, Lord God. But we know, God, that you already know. But you told us to ask. You told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. You told us to call on your name and seek your face like never before. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord God, Vice President on tonight, Lord God, those that's in hospital, those that's in the jailhouse, Lord God. We even pray for those kind of people in there. We pray that you touch their heart, that you will make a change in their heart. If and when they get a chance to get out of there, that they'll be a different person than they were when they went in there. So, God, we pray for them kind of people, Lord God, because they have souls too. Those people got souls. Even though they done wrong, they did some wrong, but they're going to get paid for it. And so, God, we know, God, you're going to work that situation out. We don't have to worry about it. All we got to do is just continue to pray for people, because people are struggling out here. People are going through some situations, and we just have to continue to just learn how to just pray for the world as a whole. So, God, we thank you on tonight, God. We love you. We appreciate you. We pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. We ask you to touch every one of them, Lord God. Touch Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to go with her, God. You know that she is a woman, God. Stands on the word, God. Always praying, always denying herself for somebody else. So, God, I pray that you touch her, Lord God. Even Prophet, Lord God, I pray that you look on Prophet Bird. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Always there, standing in the gap for other ones, God. Even Minister Willett, God, we pray for her and her family, Lord God. Mother Alexander, Lord God, we pray that you touch her. Oh, God, even Pastor Stem, Lord God, continue to be with her. Bless her, Lord God, as she go through the things that she go through in her family. Look on Brother Blight, Lord God. You know his heart, God. You know the things that he's been through in life. But, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that you're bringing him out, Lord. You're working those situations out. So we bind up the devil that keep trying to hinder him, keep trying to do things to him and try to keep him from off the prayer line. We bind that devil up in the name of Jesus. He has no authority over this man of God. This man been on the line for a while. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for having one man. If there's not either another one on the line, we thank God for that one in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray that you will keep him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And look on my niece, Lord God. Look on Rachel, Lord God. We pray for Rachel and Laura, God. Oh, God, we pray that you'll continue to bless them, Lord God. Elevate them, Lord God. Work out situation in their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for all the prayer warrior, God. I may have missed somebody, but if I did, forgive me. But, God, I pray that you touch those that's on the line, those that's on the line that's not even saying anything. We pray for them. God, continue to help us all. We need you, Lord. We need you right now, Lord God, in a day and time like this, because the word of God said heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. So we must continue to stand fast and hold on our faith in a day and time like this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me get a little piece of this song, and then I'll go into prayer. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise. for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father God, in that name that's above every name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for being the true and living God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, that the earth belongs to you. Hallelujah. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that you yet reign. Hallelujah. You're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shamri, our protector. Glory be to God. You are our sanctifier, our righteousness. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, have mercy on our souls this evening. We thank you, Lord God, as we come and bow our heads to you to give you the reverence, Lord God, the honor that only you are due. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing in this hour, in this dispensation. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we belong to you. Glory be to God. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture, as the scripture would say. Glory be to God. I thank you that you love us and you are for us. Glory be to God. You are our battle axe. You go to war. You're Jehovah Nisi, our banner over us with love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for being so good. Father, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin. I pray, O Lord God, if we have any grudges, any unforgiveness in our hearts, we cast it out of ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, have mercy on our souls. If we thought things that are not, Lord God, like you, we cast them down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we pray that our minds are sanctified, hallelujah, according to your word. We pray we have the mind of Christ. We pray that the Holy Ghost will help us to pray, because we need your help when it comes to praying, because there's so much to pray about. But God, I thank you, Lord God, that you know every situation, every circumstance that every person in every nation is going through. And I thank you, Lord God, and I trust you are so good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you that you are yet working things out for our good, because I keep putting myself in remembrance that you would that none should perish. So thank you, Lord God, that you have our best interests at heart. And if people would begin to hear what your word says and get in agreement with the word of God and pray the word of God and trust, hallelujah, that you bring it to pass whatsoever you say. I thank you for the power of your word. I like, hallelujah, glory be to God, how you said in Matthew, praise God, 18, because I want to touch and agree with my sisters that have already prayed. Hallelujah. You said, praise God, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, you said in your word that it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now, Jesus is speaking those words. Praise God. Hallelujah. In that same chapter, you said, praise God, I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth, you are binded in heaven. Glory be to God. And if we don't say something and begin to bind up some of these, I heard somebody speak about the spiritual attacks. If we don't bind up some of these spiritual attacks that's coming against people, these attacks of afflictions, so many, I've heard so many had to having problems with the heart, Father God, and there's no age on it. Having respiratory issues, kidney issues, organ issues, Lord God, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, mind issues, Lord God, whatever the affliction is, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we pray the word of God, that word where it says Jesus sent his word to heal us. Thank you, you've already given us the answer, Father God. And we, Lord God, proclaim, declare, and decree the word of God over the lives of your people, Lord God, over people that are struggling today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. You said whatever we bind on earth, you are binding in heaven. And if we loose it on earth, you're loosing in heaven. Thank you, Lord God. And I like what you said in John 14:14. Jesus, you said this. You said, if you ask anything in my name, that's in the name of Jesus. You said, I'll do it. A short verse. You said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And God, I agree with what you're saying. Hallelujah. So I touch and agree with the prayers that have, because so many things have been prayed from the depths of the hearts of your servants, Father. And I pray favor, blessings, Lord God, and their needs met in Christ Jesus. And I pray for those that come along after me. Father, I thank you so much for your concern. Jesus, I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you because you're sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you're looking down upon us, and you're listening to us. You're gazing at us with a loving heart, glory be to God. And you're concerned about what concerns us. You've taught us to cast our cares on you, and that's what we're going to do. So I may not list everything that's going on. I know my daughter is saying she's got some trouble with, I think she's, the doctor thinks it's sometimes problem with the sciatica. And in any case, I thank you, Lord God, that pain is going to get out of her body. She's going to go through some therapy, but we're just not going to lay down and take whatever the devil dish out at us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, praise God, already speak concerning health issues in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So we pray, Father God, this evening, hallelujah, according to your word. And I thank you so much, Lord God, that you see every situation, every circumstance. I pray against these spiritual attacks against the people of God, the body of Christ, that attacks going after our pastor. He's had his mother, his daughter. They've been dealing, battling with COVID, battling with infections, and now the daughter's got to wear a respiratory heart monitor. God, we rebuke that foul demon of affliction, and we bind him up at the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for deliverance of every situation. I know the scripture says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you say you deliver us out of them all, and I agree with you, and we say that's already handled in Jesus' name. Glory be to God, the blood of Jesus against every attack. I pray against the attack of these people that have in mind trouble, Lord God. Maybe Alzheimer's, dementia, Lord God, bipolar, schizophrenic. Man began to just talk out of turn while the preacher was preaching, and the preacher looked right at him and says, you got something going on with you? But we're not going to disrupt the word of God now. Praise God. And he stared at the preacher as though he was staring at a deer stuck in headlights. But God, I thank you that situation was handled in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So we come against these spiritual attacks, and we bind up the demons of darkness in Christ Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, that your, Lord God, your heart for us is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray, oh, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, may have one issue over the other, and we pray that you give us liberty and freedom from these sicknesses and diseases, Lord God, from strongholds and addictions. Let the sword of the Spirit go forth and loose those that have been bound by these afflictions from the enemy in Jesus' name, because they didn't come from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for divine deliverance. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that we'll learn, hallelujah, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and trust you. Thank you, Lord God, so much to pray about. But, God, I praise you right now. I thank you. I honor you, and I worship you. I know I haven't said a whole lot. I pray, Lord God, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with the life of people on earth. We pray that you would cancel every bit of it in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord God, the plans of the wicked shall not come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, blessings upon your people. Glory be to God. I pray, Lord, that as the scripture says in Numbers, the 6th chapter, when you told, I believe it was Moses, how to bless your people, praise God, you said, say the Lord bless you and keep you. So I pray this prayer for your people, the people in America, the people in other countries. I pray, Lord God, if they are your people, Lord God, hallelujah, I pray that you bless and keep us. Lord, make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us your peace in Christ. Some people are tormented, Lord, but I pray the peace of God will override that tormentous and that devil's torment must be cast back to the pit and be bound there until the day of his judgment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much, for being mindful of every situation we face. I pray special prayer for those who have eye conditions, I know my other daughter having trouble with her teeth. I pray for that teeth, that bad teeth, and I pray the devil is not going to cause us to have to pay out all the money, mortgages and stuff like that just to handle that tooth problem in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You are so good. I thank you so much for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And I pray for each person that's represented, each minister. God, I thank you, Lord God. It was so good to hear, praise God, Common Leader tonight, praise God, praying. Because she mentioned a whole lot, so ain't no sense in me going back over all that. And praise God, the other saints that have already prayed, I thank you so much. I pray, Lord God, for Minister BJ, her entire family, that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. We lift up Brother Black. I pray, God, that you deal with the situation that he's been facing. I pray that you regulate his heart, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you bind up that tormenting demon in Christ Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you in our lives, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for each saint that's on this line. I might have mentioned Prophet Bird in Christ Jesus' name. Meet her need, Lord God. Bless in a special way. Heal any condition that's maybe fighting against her. And I thank you for her victory in Christ Jesus' name. God, I bless each one of your people. I'm not going to call out everybody, but you know what they stand in need of. And I pray, God, the prayers that have been prayed, I say by faith, yes, it's already done. And I pray that we learn to receive that which is good, Lord, that comes from you regarding every situation in Jesus' name. I love you this evening. I bless you and I praise you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. Thank you for hearing us and thank you for answering us. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith and I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord for all the prayers. Brother Black and Sister Brenda next. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm just so happy just to be on the prayer line again after hearing all the prayers that I touch and agree with so much. Thank God for the people. Amen. For this prayer line. I thank God for Pastor Hubbard And everybody who's under this prayer line ministry, I thank you, God, for the ones that don't even speak. God, I lift up our babies and our grandbabies. God, I thank you, Lord, that there's a portal coming from heaven to Divine Connection prayer line. And we can get our prayer through. No matter what we go through, we still have joy. No matter what we go through, we know he's able, more than willing, and it's a done deal. It's already done. I thank you, Lord, because we are walking in faith and victory. Blessings, Lord, abundantly are in our houses, are in our storehouses, are in our bodies, our souls. As we increase in the word of God, everything increases around us. And we are the Lord's. Every need has already been met, no matter what. The hem of his garment has already been touched. We just must keep saying it and keep saying it and keep telling God we got the victory. Keep saying it in the atmosphere. We're healed. We're healed by Jesus' stripes. We're healed by Jesus' stripes. I don't care if the pain comes. I don't care what hurt, harm, and danger. I refuse to fear. I am under the glory of God. All the glory of God was in the blood of Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, all the glory came on us. We had entrance. We have access. Accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior now, by his spirit who drew us to the cross. We've been utterly submerged in the blood. We had a spiritual transfusion. We are the healed. And the enemy is trying to take the sickness, take sickness and put it on us. We don't accept it. We don't receive it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, speak the word only. Lord, I thank you, God, through the ups and downs, through the ins and outs, past, present, even future, God, we thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're awesome. And the enemy can't do anything about it. He just can continuously try to wreak havoc. His days are short. Going into eternal damnation, and that can't be turned around. Judgment has been set, but our days are forever throughout eternity with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We bless you for today, God. Another day we've never seen before, even though it's evening time. Even when you created the earth, the evening, and then the morning was the first day. And Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're honored, God, to be yours, and that you accepted us into your beloved, as your beloved. For we are the bride, and you are the bridegroom. We thank you, Lord. Lord, for the military and armed forces, God. Amen. That U.S. could be protected. That our borders, that our nation can be protected. That Israel can be protected, God. Pray for our babies all over the face of the earth, God. No social justice, no woke ideology to penetrate and remain in their lives, God. But we know your hand is on all the paperwork in every school, and you're turning these situations around, because nobody's going to get the glory except you. And Lord, your creation, and you have a plan for all of us, God. And the number one thing on this earth is to bring you praise, bring you glory, to worship you and honor you each and every day, no matter what. We still have to keep pressing. We still have to keep sacrificing. We still have to stay in the straight and narrow, no matter what. Falling, get back up and worship him. For he is. His blood is everywhere. His eyes are everywhere. And Lord, we thank you for that. You, us, day and night. So God, we give up all these issues to you. Our yokes and burdens, God, of the world and daily issues and lives, God. We cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. You care for us like a mother care for her child, like a father care for his son. You think highly towards us, even when we didn't think highly towards ourselves, God. Even when we were in the dumps in booty bar, you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We didn't deserve it. You just loved us that much. That's how good and how great you are. And this is still just the beginning. I have not seen nor ear heard nor come into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for those who love him. Thank you, Jesus, God. We just thank you. You are God and you're great. You're God alone and no one can stand beside you. Just your holiness will cause people to faint, to be frightened because of your holiness alone. God, we just lift up, Lord, our teenagers, our youth, Lord, even as they go to school, even as they walk the streets, God. Lord, that many accept you as Lord and Savior. Lord, that you will cover them, that your angels will cover them and protect them in the name of Jesus everywhere they go. But, Lord, that our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that your Holy Spirit order our steps. And not we ourselves, God. Pray for the matriarchs and patriarchs in all hospitals, living quarters, wherever they may be, even home, independent living, rehabilitation centers, convalescent homes, God. Let your angels be there. Send a word, Lord, to each and every one of your people. And we thank you, Lord, for the unbelievers, God, because, God, your love is so great and superseding that you're still going to send the word to them while they have breath in their bodies. You wish that no man perish, but everybody come to repentance. Everybody be at the feast when you come back. Everybody attend the feast and have life eternal with Christ and God. Father, we thank you because of your mercy and your grace. Wow, we just bless your name, God. We pray for Israel. We lift them up, Lord, no matter what they're going through, God. The enemy can't touch Israel. They're your people, God. The ones that are walking upright all over the face of the land. The ones who are pressing, forgetting those things that are behind us, but pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Continually preparing ourselves every day. If it's wrong, get it right. If we don't know how to get it right, ask. We thank you, Lord. You reveal all things, Lord, to your people, God. We thank you, Lord. We've been utterly submerged in your blood. We thank you. You're our protector, our provider, our pavilion, our bloodstained banner, our watchtower. You're the Ancient of Days. I was young, now that I'm old, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord, we're testimonies. We're living testimonies and living epistles, God, of your goodness, your grace, your glory, your excellence, your truth, your faithfulness, your provision. Have your way tonight, God. Build up in our lives in the areas, Lord, that were torn down. Straighten out those defects in us, Lord, and take out the impurities from our souls and our bodies. Hallelujah, God, even as we dwell in your secret place, God, we already know beyond a shadow of a doubt all things are well. We know that. That's why we laugh. That's why we have laughter, because we know all things are well. Oh, we bless your name tonight, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Before Sister Brenda come on, I want to apologize because Mother Alexander was supposed to come after Mother Willette. And some way when I was scrolling, having a problem with the system, I ended up oversight. But she'll pray right after Minister Brenda. We'll have Mother Alexander. Okay, Evangelist, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time to get before you in prayer, Father God. We thank you for all the prayer that went up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But Father God, I uplift all the prayer warriors. All the everyone that walking in leadership, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now, Father God, to strengthen them, Father God. Father God, give them divine strategy how to walk in integrity and to be a leader over your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I uplift the president and the vice president and everyone in the cabinet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them divine strategy how to be a good leader over this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I uplift this nation to you. Help us to come back to our first love for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, you said in your word, anything that we bind here on earth shall be bind in heaven. And anything that we loose here on earth shall be loose in heaven. So, Father God, we bind the spirit of murder, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we loose the spirit of love and unity among your people in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now, Father God, to be the healer in the hospital room, Father God, to touch each one on their sick bed, Father God, with your healing virtue, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to go behind the prison wall, all over the world, Father God, to touch each enemy, name by name, and one by one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, touch their family, cover their family under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God, and encourage the family, Father God, of the prisoners, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, look upon the Lord's soul right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, put a covering, your covering over them, Father God. And Father God, help us, Father God, to get out and proclaim your word, Father God, to the lost souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Put the fire in our feet, Father God, that we will proclaim your word in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I uplift our enemies right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put a shield of protection all around them in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, renew their mind and give them a mind of Christ and a heart of compassion and a hunger and a thirst after you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to look upon Apostle Hubbard, Father God, Apostle Burton, Apostle, Prophetess Bird, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against everything that the enemy tried to bring against them, even the attacks the enemy tried to bring against them body. For you said in your word, Father God, by your stripes they are healed and made whole, Father God. So we just thank you that every ligament, every bone, every joint, come in line with your word. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I give you the honor and I give you the praise, Father God. And Father God, continue to keep a shield of protection all around the youth, Father God, for that's the next generation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against that spirit of peer pressure with the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we come against that spirit of disobedience in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of suicide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord, for that bring that come before you, just thanking you and praising you. I will extol thee, O Lord, Psalms 145, and read a few of these verses. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of thy glorious honor, of my majesty, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous work. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all of his work. All thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glories of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Father God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord God, for you've been mighty good to us, O Lord. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you that every needs have been met according to your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, there is nothing that is too hard for you to do. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to know that if you said it, Lord, let no man void it. Stand faithful on your word. I pray for the fatherless sons, O God. I pray for widows, O God. Lord, you already tell us, Lord God, that you execute judgment for the fatherless. You execute judgment for the widows. Help us to remember, Lord, that you are an author and finisher of all things. No matter what goes on in this world, we're standing on those promises, Lord. Believing in the word, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray a edge around our sons and daughters, Lord, that you keep them, Father God. Because we know your word said, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. And Lord, we know that you is a protector and you is a provider. You are the only healer, Heavenly Father. There is no healer like you, Lord God. So we cast every cares on you, Heavenly Father. No matter what it look like, Lord God, we standing on your promises because you is a God that hear every cry. Nothing is hidden, Lord. Nothing can pass you by. You see everything. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We pray for our great-grandchildren and our grandchildren, Lord, that we plead the blood of Jesus over them, that you continue to keep an edge around them, Lord God. Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It shall not have dominion in their life. Lord, we know that your promise is said, Lord God, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. Lord, we believe in your promises, Lord God, and we stand in faithful in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Regardless what the situation looks like, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. And Lord God, we thank you for mercy and grace in their life, Lord God. There's so much going on out there today, Lord God. But we bind up that deceiving spirit that come against these youth, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we remember your word said, Lord God. Bring them up the way your word said, Lord God. Bring them up, Lord. They will return. And I believe it, Father God, that that false spirit shall not destroy them in the name of Jesus. We claim victory in our grandchildren's life, Lord God. Regardless what's going on in this world, we're standing in the gap, Lord God, knowing that you answer prayer, Lord. You are the only deliverer, Heavenly Father. There is none like you, Lord God. Lord, we come against that spirit of destruction that come against them, Lord God. This foul, deceiving, disobedient spirit. And we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose the mind in the name of Jesus because it has no dominion. Father God, you tell us in your word, if we pray, Lord. And Lord God, we know that prayer is the key for anything because your word said it. We believe it, Heavenly Father. And no weapon, no weapon form against our sons or daughters shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We bind in it in Jesus' name. Lord God, your promises gave us the authority and the dominion to bind things here on earth. And we bind up that false spirit of sickness that try to come against the body. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in Jesus' name. Because it has no dominion over the body, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to continue to stand strong, Lord God, knowing that you are a deliverer. And there is no healer but you, Lord God. There is no disease that can hide from you. There is no sickness that you cannot heal, Lord God. And Lord, we put it all in your hands, and we claim victory for these young people. Victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And know there got to be a change, Lord, because when you tell us, if we pray and if we believe, Lord God, help us to stand faithful and believing in your word, regardless what this world turns to be. Believe in your word that your promises shall come forth. And it's in Jesus' name we claim that victory, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those I know and those I don't know. But I can bring them before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God. Those that is going through some trial time, Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch them, Lord God. Renew their mind, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you have not forgotten them. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory in their life, Lord God. For you are the God that heal, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for my Lord to do because you said it, Lord. We believe it. Lord, we pray for pastors, Lord God. Your pastors, Lord God, that stand regardless what's going on in this world, they stand in. And we bind the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We command it to loose. In the name of Jesus. It have no authority over the mind. It have no authority in the things that the Lord had gave them to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, your promises tell us, Lord God, that come boldly to the throne of grace. Your promises tell us, Lord God, if we ask, believe we receive. You said ask. Whatever it is, ask. And, Lord, we believe, Lord God, that your word is come forth, Lord God. If we believe, stand faithful and ask you, you are God that you will always deliver, Lord, because you hear us. You hear every one of us. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. No cries that you don't hear, Heavenly Father. No hurt that you don't feel that we feel, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, you tell us in your word, Lord God, cast every tears on you, Heavenly Father, as we come boldly to the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast in all our cares on you, Lord God. Lord, you know the hearts of each and every one of us. Nothing is hidden, Lord God. And you know how we pray out for our King, Lord God. Whatever is going on in their life, Lord God, but we know that you hear us. We know that you hear the prayer on you. We know that you is a God that answer prayer, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. And Lord, we believe in the promises, Lord God, and we stand in faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to keep us strong in your word, Lord God. Continue to help us to stand boldly and proclaim what belongs to us, that your word tell us, Lord God, because your word tell us we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing in this world should have dominion over us now. We must know who we believe in and stand faithful on his word. Father God, continue to keep a hedge around our fatherless sons, oh God. Continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Father God, you are the only way, Heavenly Father. We know no other way, but you are the way for us all, Lord God. You said if we pray, Lord God, and Lord, we believe in your word. We stand in faithful on the promises, Lord, because you never fail us, Father God. Lord, we pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God. You see, I come before you day and night, Lord, standing in the gap for thousands of people. But we know, Lord God, that you hear each and every one of us. Nothing is new to you, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God. Continue to bless our spirit, Lord God. Continue that if our need she has already been met, because according to the promises, Lord, your word tells us that all needs have been met according to your word. You tell us you'll give us the desire of our heart. And Lord God, your word is true, Heavenly Father. You gave us the desire of our heart. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting shelter over our heads, Lord God. Food on our table, Lord God. Clothes on our back, Lord God. Shoes on our feet, Lord God. Only you make these things possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Sickness and disease, we know, Lord God, that you is a healer. Lord God, your word tell us, Lord God, cast all our cares on you. And Lord, we binding up this foul spirit that brings sickness and disease to our brothers and sisters, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus and ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them that they stand boldly and cast that foul spirit down back to the pit where it belongs. In Jesus' name we ask this, Father God. Oh, Lord, you see everything, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless each and every one of my brothers and my sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Every idea and everything that they need, we know that it's already been done because your promises tell us, Lord. Ask and believe when you ask, you receive. And your promises tell us, Lord, that all needs already been met. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that every need have been met according to your word, Lord. And we take you by your word, Father God, because you never fail. You never fail us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, thank you so much for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God. For it's only in Jesus' name we stand before you, Father God. No other name but the name of Jesus. Because you are the only way for us, Lord. And we give you all the glory and all the praise tonight, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are the only healer.
Glory to the Most High God. I bless you, my Father. Thank you so much for the prayers this night and the power of your anointing, that you'll never fail us, never, glory to God, never leave us. Thank you for these, your people, and the power of prayer and even the visitation that we had in your presence even last night. We bless you. Praise God. As we get ready to open the prayer lines, things are a little slow, but all the lines now, praise God. Sister Barbara on, I don't know if the Lord bless that she has a prayer or something she would like to say. I'm trying to get all the lines open. If you give me a moment, we want to give space for the Lord to bless. Oh, praise God. This Jesus' name. We're still dealing with a little issue here. But to God be the glory. He is so faithful. No matter what goes on, our God still is in charge. And we still glorify him, magnify him, because he is worthy of every praise. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. We just about got all the lines open. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Sister Barbara, is there something you'd like to say? Praise the Lord. Oh, that's not her line that I don't have open. Still trying to get them. This last line open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right. If I hadn't heard from Sister Barbara, I guess all is well. In the meantime, if there's any prayer requests, we want to go ahead and take them now and keep holding on. Oh, to that celebration power. And I'm saying, as the pastor, mother said already, needs have already been met. We just got to stand on God's word and believe it, because but the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly. As Brother Black and some of us already have said, also and so forth like this, even regardless how the body feels, and even the preacher was preaching that today and so forth, even though my body might be going through it, still speaking healing, still speaking deliverance. Don't let our mind get caught up, glory to God, in what we're going through. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were, but so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we know sometimes it can be overwhelming, but still yet God says requires faith, and we know his word is faithful. He is faithful, and his word is true. So we just got to fight through it and keep pressing and pursuing through the heartache, through the disappointment, through the pain and the agony even our body's going through. No matter what, God, we just have to stand until he tells us otherwise. Continue to pursue. So if there's any prayer requests, we want to take those prayer requests now. Praise
we
God. If not,
we pray for Tasha.
Okay. Okay, prayer for Tasha.
Tasha, Dolores' daughter, that she be strong. God has help her to be strong through these times.
Yeah, because you just told me her mother just passed.
Yeah, Dolores,
right?
That's the little girl, the little daughter. I call her little, but she's big now. She's not 20.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we do praise you and give you glory and praise, for you are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. We don't always know and understand all things when they take place, but God, you always glory to God. True to your word, and whatever goes on, we just have to trust you when we can't trace you. So we ask you, Lord God, to touch the heart of Tasha right now. No, it has to be heavy on her heart, but God, you said you came to bind her to the broken heart and set the captive free. You said actually to send the ministering angels to her post, God, to comfort and encourage, and that's what the Holy Spirit does, and we standing in glory to God in prayer for her to God to comfort her at this time, and pray glory to God even for the family, and even for glory to that mother, Alexander, mother, will let all the other people that's friends or family or whatever, that you are comfort for this lady that's been a friend or a sister in Christ or those that have been family members. God, touch their hearts now and comfort and encourage them, go in places that nobody else can go, even though people might be going through the same thing. Everybody grieve differently. So we ask you to touch, minister, and move and bind Satan up and every little trap that he got praying over to God. We rebuke, bind, and loose and call forth the peace of God, his strength and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Yes. I would like to request prayer for my coworker's husband. He's has kidney cancer, and they're getting ready to remove one of his kidneys. And she was just asking for prayer for him today when I was at work. His name is David Benjamin. And She's, this has been a hard thing for her because she's lost her father and her mother is sick, and now she's had to take care of her husband. So I'm just requesting prayer for him and the surgery to go well, and the other kidney will function well for both of them that don't take it.
My Lord. Mother Willette, will you go ahead and take that prayer request? Is this Sister Barbara?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We thank you that you've already heard the request, Lord God, regarding Brother David Benjamin. And you know about his kidney and the condition of his kidney, Lord God. And he's supposed to, I understand, he's supposed to have surgery. And we pray that, Lord God, if we thank you, first of all, for what you've already done in his life. And we just ask for your grace and your mercy. We ask you, Lord God, that if he must need to go through this surgery, we pray that you will be right there with him every step of the way. We pray that you would give him, Lord God, a full recovery with the surgery. We pray no complications in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released in his body and fight every cancer cell in his body in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that he shall live and not die. We lift up his wife, Lord God, and we pray for her. We pray, Lord God, for her comfort in the fact that she's lost her father. And we pray for her mother also, who is sick, Lord God. You know the situation with her mom, and we pray for her. And we're doing what you taught us to do, to always to pray. And we pray that you would give her a full recovery also. God, we bind up this demon of affliction that's causing people to be afflicted with one medical issue or another. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that demon of darkness will be nullified, dismantled, and absolutely stopped in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, you know everything, and I thank you that in Christ we are already more than conquerors and we are victorious. So I touch and agree with the prayers that have already been prayed regarding this. I pray your favor in this situation, Lord God. I pray for the co-worker. I pray for Sister Barbara, Lord God, and we just pray that you would give a great turnaround in this situation in Christ Jesus' name. We trust you. Because we thank you for what you said in John 14:14. Whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, you will do it for us. So we thank you in advance, and we bless you, and we praise you. We pray that you will bless this family, Lord God, and give them a full recovery in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Hubbard, can y'all pray for my two of my co-workers, one name is Annette Griffin. She's the sister of Denise Stone, the one that had the stroke on the brain. And pray for her and her family that they, will be strengthened and they will be there for her sister. And also for Kawana Davis, her stepson got killed Friday night.
My Lord. Brother Black, are you going to take that prayer?
I didn't catch the name.
The name is Annette Goodwin and Kawana Davis.
Okay, Annette Goodwin and Kawana Davis. Father God, we just lift up Annette Goodwin right now, God. Lord, that Lord, you have already prepared her in advance to be there for her sister. God, I pray, Lord, that your miracle work and power fill the room. I pray, Lord, that you fill the belly of Annette Goodwin, God. Lord, that even the fire from the words that come off her lips, come out of her mouth, be spirit-filled words, God, and she shall live and not die. I speak 100% total restoration, God, all because of your glory, God, because where We're speaking in the atmosphere. We're touching the hem of your garment, and you are a miracle-working, burden-removing, devil-chasing, demon-destroying God. And no devil can stand before you. We are the healed, and we will not, we refuse to be sick. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord. Now we call it into existence now, and that every soul be saved, God, just because of your miraculous move, God. We thank you, God, and Lord, that you give her a heart of flesh, God, to do your will in Jesus' name, amen. And I pray for Kawana right now, God. Lord, comfort the family, everybody in the family, God. Lord, we can't prevent the past. It's already done. But the very present and the future, God. Lord, that this would be a brand new spiritual awakening for Kawana and all of her family, God. Lord, that souls would be saved. Let this be a reunion of a brand new thing, God. Accepting you as Lord and Savior, God. We become new creations with you, Father, in Christ Jesus. Lord, that we can walk the straight and narrow and do what your word tells us to do, God. So we ask that your Holy Spirit intervene, God, and those crooked roads straighten it up. Even in that funeral, turn it into a reunion, a spirit-filled reunion, a gathering, God, that you'll get all the glory, honor, and praise out of this situation. And everybody come out rejoicing. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Lord, praise you, Jesus. Comfort Jesus. All right, any other prayer requests? Praise the Lord as we continue to even celebrate in the midst of it all.
I have one more. This is Barbara again. My grandson, okay. I don't know if you remember, the ordeal he had with his court cases and everything. I'm just praying for the appeal to be come off soon and speedily so we can have this boy back home because there were some things that were done wrong on our lawyer's side. And it was a lot of underhand stuff that was done in the court system here.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
Lord.
Just an appeal to go through and some leading
Brother
about something afterwards.
I'll say the last part you just said, Barbara.
We didn't find out about a lot of things that were happening to after it was over, what it actually happened, even though we were there every day, it is just something that we just didn't understand and know until after it was done.
My Lord.
I just want him home. He's so young. And he's been locked up since he was 19 for something that he did not do. And he'll be 23 soon.
My Lord. The enemy got to lose his soul. It's time. Brother Black, you want to take that one?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you called on me. I've been in court around 30 years of my life. I know about the court system, so I'm happy to take this prayer. Father, I bind the hands of every opposition, every demonic and satanic force that comes against our brother, her family member. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the underhandedness, the dark side of the court, God, in the name of Jesus, we come to the court of heaven, Father. Lord, asking you to expose these things, God, and everything that the lawyer has done underhandedly and negligently, Lord, expose that. Let it backfire on his part, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your angels go in and turn that paperwork around. The things that he did not do, God, Lord, let that be revealed. I plead the blood against every situation every transaction, all the writing on paperwork, God. Lord, that's not upright, God. I pray it be exposed by your power, God, and let a good judge understand it. Let a God-fearing, spirit-filled judge be in that seat, Lord, and you speak, use him for him to discern what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And, Lord, let him give a kingdom of God result concerning this situation, God. We thank you in advance for it because your blood is all in the courtroom, all in his life, God. And, Lord, there will be payday because of the things that the enemy tried to withhold them from. So, God, we thank you now. And I say, in this situation, he still will live and not die. He is free and not bound, spiritually and naturally. In Jesus' name, we give you glory in advance, God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. So she stopped talking. You kept coming to my spirit. I said, even though you just prayed, but I was just, it just came to my spirit. You're the one to pray because you done had challenge and you know some things. So I praise God, and we believe in God as we come in agreement with God's word,
yeah,
and the promises of the Lord and the power of prayer. And also know, for someone I already know, how the hand of darkness working on the other side. So we give glory and praise, and we got to learn to celebrate Jesus. Even when we're walking by faith, glory to God, the enemy will want us to look at the circumstances. But I pray, Barbara, and all of those that are involved that is saved, that turn their hearts toward God and keep speaking and decreeing what the word of God says, even though the court's saying that God has power over those that are walking in darkness, those that are in authority, those with no authority is higher than the authority of Jesus Christ. So that's what we have to focus on, because the enemy going to have us looking down at circumstances when God say, walk by faith and not by sight. And we got to look to the hills with coming our help, realizing it comes from, even though it's disturbing. Nevertheless, God knew it before it ever happened. But our faith can turn this thing around and believe God is not going to be no added years to it. That is our Shekinah. Hallelujah. As the brother, the minister, just prophesied and spoke the word in prayer, we believe in God for miracles, and that's where we're going to have to keep it. Even though some other report may come up and say, no, I'm receiving this. Many of glory to God of the prayer that went forth and miraculous healings and deliverance, and people, glory to God, even on this line and prayer warriors and others, speaking of how when circumstances say this, even in the healings and deliverance and other circumstances, and God turned the thing all the way around. But it's going to take faith and coming together, believing God. So whatever our conditions is, even when he tried to attack us when we were speaking, we bind him up and loose him from his assignment, bind up any transferring spirits and curse that, and blind up any reoccurrences that it go back to the drop place from whence it came. So we trust you, Jesus, and cover us all under the blood. We praise God for the report. Amen.
Amen. Mom.
Yes.
This is what's in my spirit. It's not so much that he's locked up in what the lawyers are doing. God is getting his attention.
Yes.
Mhm.
I can believe that too, because sometimes God gotta put him in a place.
Yep. Yeah. That's all in my spirit. So heavy. God is getting it to save his soul. He has a work. There's an anointing on his life. He's a preacher, man. He's a preacher, man. But it's going to come out. It's going to come out glorious after it's all over. It's going to be
glorious.
Thank
you, Lord.
Woo, it's going to be a change. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
A great change. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for lifting the burden off of Barbara's heart. And, God, we pray for Barbara, God, and periodically when she does come on, and I believe, God, that you're doing a work in her and wherever her church or home and her family. But, God, I pray, God, as she is interceding and carrying burdens for people, that you will bless her to release those things back in your hand, and she can walk in her joy, walk in her peace, that it will not find a place of heaviness, even though she might be connected closely to some of these things. Close to these situations, but God was saying, cast the care upon him
And remember that he came to bind the brokenhearted, set the captive free. In order for to continue to pray and pray effectively, you have to keep casting the cares and the concerns back to him and not let it weigh you down. Because he said, those all of you that are laboring and heavy laden, come to him and he'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of you, because he is meek and lowly. Glory to God. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. Ah, God, so I'm praying that you will bless her and those things over to God that have troubled her heart, and even some of the things that she may have personally gone on. God, if she continues to press and pursue, God, you're going to prove yourself even more this 2023 as she released more and more of some things off her heart and seek out your face more. And glory to God, learning to rest more in you, in your spiritual, natural, and in the physical realm. Glory to God, the manifestation of God, so his peace and his joy, but even the things he's going to reveal to you, the things he's going to do for you, the things he's going to, glory to God, add, glory to God, into your life as well. And some even in the spiritual as well as the financial, but it's a place he's calling you to come up hither. Come up hither and release. And you've heard some things before, but God is saying it is that time now to more and more and so forth for you to be in a place to walk in the joy and the peace and the authority that God has given you in the name of Jesus. Because he don't want you going to bed with these things and glory to God wrestling with some things and being released from it. And then somewhere or another, something else come up and connect back. But God wants you to be encouraged and continue, glory to God, to be that vessel that have that concern and care and concern for others, but not to carry the weight. And you continue to be encouraged to bind up Satan, all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme in the name of Jesus. Release. Do you have a daughter? Is she gone already? Barbara, you've been released on the line? Oh, she must have prayed and then hung up. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, praise God, hopefully we can talk with her at another time and get her to, that might have been her already hung up. But if she did, praise God, hopefully we can get her to listen back maybe to the word at the end of the tape. But nevertheless, we just pray God's blessings. And in the meantime, if it is for us to make connection, I'll speak back because it's a last year, it's a friend, I think, an associate of Pastor Apostle Burton, that she gave the number for her to call. So we hear from her every once in a while over the last several months. So somewhere or another, I may touch back basis with her to find to give that word that you've given already and what God was given just now, and she didn't get to hear it. So, but in the meantime, we bless the Lord. Any more prayer requests before we hang up?
Yes, ma'am. This is Laura.
Okay, Laura, praise the Lord, my dear.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I just want y'all to see in your prayers. I'm having a procedure done where they're going to put me to sleep and put the light down my neck on Wednesday.
Okay. Mother Alexander, you want to take that prayer? Okay. Mother McCormick, you want to take that prayer? Where is everybody? Well, in the meantime, baby, I'll pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I don't remember the phone being cut off, but Lord bless. Okay, but Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, then, you want to pray? Because y'all are going off. I don't like people to be waiting on prayer, and they got to be listening and waiting.
The phone went out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, then pray, glory to God. I can pray for Laura.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on Laura, God. God, we ask you to touch her body right now, Lord God. And God, we pray, Lord God, as she go and get this done, what she got to get done with the light going down her neck. Lord, help her not to be fearful about it, God. Lord, let her know, God, that you're right there beside her, and you'll never leave her nor forsake her, Lord God. And you will, Lord, work out the situation and whatever come behind it, God. It is already done. She's already healed. She's already delivered. And so, God, we just claim that right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that she will just realize, Lord God, that you love her, you care for her, and you will never leave her. You will be right there beside her in the midst of the situation. You will be right there holding her hand. You will be right there speaking in her heart as she lay there in that in that bed with that light down her neck. And Lord God, you will bring her out, and she will be okay in Jesus' name. Amen. I know, because I've been there and done it.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Speak what the word say, not fear, no panic. You might have a little concern. That's only natural. But you bind the devil up, and it's like I said, no fear. God's with you, never leave you nor forsake you. Hold fast to faith and believe in God for a good report, and whatever it is, to be simple to correct, if it's anything. Well, other than that, we're standing on God's word. I want to thank you all, glory to God, for being so faithful all week long, because this ministry is all about keeping the youth lifted up before the Lord. But this special time that we're binding up, glory to God, these murdering and all kind of other demonic forces that were coming against their mind, and we'll say it all through February. But we know we keep it up all through the years. You know, we've been doing that. So pray that you continue to be encouraged. Thank God again for that anointing last night, or for the word that you all brought in with your prayer requests. I mean, not prayer requests, with your praise reports, and even the transparency of things over to God, and what God has done and what we had to do to allow him to come in. Thank God, it was just so powerful. And the praise and worship that went forth, even just flowing, even after, glory to God, we finish with that part. It's something else about being in his presence. It's fullness of joy. And help us to continue to keep the spirit of worship together. I thank God, glory to God, for you all. You're so loving and caring and concerned and powerful, anointed women and men of God. I just bless God. I thank God. And continue to pray, because I said tonight I was going to remind you all, as we talked last night too as well, and sometime back, praying really sincerely about us gathering the Eagles this time. For getting together for that time of prayer, glory to God, and being able to have that luncheon that we weren't able to do before the pandemic. So I'm going to put a couple of dates out there. I want you all to suggest, you know, and find out the majority of us can, all of us can get together, or the majority of it, and find a good month that we can be able to come together as Charlotte, glory to God, seemed like the center point from the different angles, different people have to come. Brother Black has to come the furthest. And I think Laura right after that, and then Miss in between with Pastor Bird, Mother McCormick might be a tiny bit, a little closer than it is for Columbia, and they might be almost the same. But then I know Laura got to come further out, and I know Mother Willette and all of you all, Mother Alexander, Pastor Burton, and you know Brenda and all of y'all are all right there in Columbia. So that's Columbia. So Charlotte would be closer in to be able to get the various angles of locations. So in the meantime, we just pray God's blessing. Let's get sincere about that. I'm believing God for that vision to come to pass. God wouldn't have gave it to him. We've been working at it for a while back then. Then it just kind of slipped by when the pandemic came. And then we talked about it a little bit last year. But, you know, so much been going on in all of our lives. So we're just praying this time, sometime before the summer is over, let's try to find out that we can find out what is a good time. And then we kind of narrow it down. We get a couple of suggestions we can have to talk about. And if something comes to mind, suggest it in between before we meet again. Just put it out there, and we can just kind of talk about it, and then we'll get together on the phone maybe one night and stuff like that, separate from the prayers. But in the meantime, we're looking for that time, Lord bless, that we can really get before the Lord and then have a nice luncheon afterwards. Praise God. But in the meantime, the Lord say the same. If everybody finished, nothing he has left in their spirit, we're going to say, Shalom, bless the Lord, keep the praises going up, keep prayer going, and bless the Lord for the prayers that I've been receiving, thanking the Lord that this shoulder is much better, and I can lift the arm even further out than I have been in the meantime when it was trying to be froze up against my waist. But God is so awesome, so I thank God for that. In the meantime, we're still going to get it checked, but thank God, and I'm believing it's not no rotator cuff. It just was the arthritis, and that got to go too as well, and whatever other swelling that came up from it. But God is faithful. I got a couple of tests that got canceled. They're going to have to be done soon, too, as well with the MRI and the app and the mammogram and all that. We'll be working on getting those things done in the next scheduling time next month sometime. But in the meantime, we love you all. Thank God for you all. Pray for your families and loved ones, the church family, all of us, giving God praise for all the great things he does and doing. And I love you, and y'all have a blessed and wonderful night.
Amen and shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. You pray blessings upon Mother Earth, wherever she is. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Bless the Lord. Love you. Good night. Shalom, shalom.
Good night.